Have you ever had a resentment? Why is it that my best resentments work on me at the worst times? I'm lying awake in bed with smoke coming out of my ears, and I'm so mad I can't think, let alone rest. Why is it that I let someone else's hurtful action enter into my head at the worst hour of the day or night? Why is it that the person I'm currently mad at is given free room and board in my head at 2 a.m. in the morning, and I'm letting that person run around, scream, and ramshackle the place to their heart's content? On all I can do is watch. It only makes me madder. I hate holding a resentment. You know why? It's because it makes me relive the hurt or injury all over again. And why is that? I've likened it to having a sore in my mouth, like a canker sore. I don't know why, but I can't keep my tongue out of the sore. Why is that? I'll go, ouch, that hurts. But my tongue goes right back to that sore again, and ouch, I do it all over again. I hate that. I guess I keep thinking this time it'll be different. This time it won't hurt. Resentment is the mental process of repetitively replaying a hurtful feeling and the events leading up to it. Replaying the injury, like replaying the foul in a football game. When I'm on my game, I can use slow-mo and really make the resentment gut-wrenchingly painful. Even use backup and slow motion again over and over. It's taken me a long while to deal with resentments, and now they don't bother me as much. I still have them, but it's like a bad movie that I see on TV while I'm flipping channels. I'll stop on it for a while, play the movie out in my head, and say, I've seen this movie, and it's a knucklehead of a movie. Let's keep on surfing. Someone much smarter than me once said, when you get a good resentment going, ask yourself, do I want to be right, or do I want to be happy? Because with a good, healthy resentment, I can't be both. Do I want to be right or happy? I want to be happy, but sometimes I argue with myself and think it might be nice to be right once in a while, but then I snap out of it. I hate resentments. They tear me all up and get me to do and say things that only makes the situation worse. And then those I'm mad at get resentful, and it just goes on and on and on because they give me new ammunition. I've learned that resentments, for me anyway, many times start out as expectations. For example, I used to come home from work and expect supper to be on the table. If it wasn't, guess what? I'd be a little ticked. I know, I'm very capable of making supper, but that's not the point here. Besides, I've been enlightened now after a couple of divorces. Or I'd see the trash containers full and my kids watching TV or playing video games. Bingo! Instant resentment! Of course, it wouldn't start out as a big deal, but I'm a pro at taking little resentments and feeding them into big blown-out arguments. So for me, I've tried to kick expectations to the curb. Everything is a gift now in my life. I get to eat supper when I get home. It's a gift. The bed is made. It's a gift. Trash cans emptied. Yards mowed. It's all gifts. Gift, gift, gift. I'm a much happier camper. And you know what? I've realized that I can run a sweeper and do the laundry and clean the toilet, thereby gifting myself. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.